Joining us on ACT Radio, Stephanie C. of the Buffalo Fuel Campaign. Thanks for being with us again, Stephanie. It's been a couple of years.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's been a while.
Stephanie, can you tell our listeners how you got involved with Buffalo?
Well, I was working for a nonprofit back on the East Coast, actually, and it was during the winter of 1996-97. It was a pretty intense winter in Yellowstone Country, and thousands of buffalo were migrating to lower elevation habitat, which is what they do, and the Montana Department of Livestock was killing them for migrating into the state. And over 1,084 buffalo were killed that winter, and it became national news, and Buffalo Field Campaign formed during that winter. Videographer Mike Meese had been on the ground documenting some of this and shared the footage with various tribal leaders, and Lakota elder Rosalie Little Thunder responded, and together that they decided to form Buffalo Field Campaign because we needed to have a witness. We needed to have people on the ground showing people what was happening to this last wild population of buffalo, and through that I learned about what was happening here and stayed on top of what BFC was doing. And in 2004, I had an opportunity to come to Montana and volunteer, and I haven't left since.
Wow. I went to Montana and joined the BFC during their second year of operation. I believe it was 98-99.
Uh-huh.
I've been following what they do ever since. Since I'm a retired National Park Service Ranger, this has been one of my big issues all along.
That's wonderful.
You know, I'm curious, Stephanie, could you tell us a little bit about what the current state of the buffalo population is like and where it's heading?
Well, generally speaking, the last continuously wild population that lives here in Yellowstone Country is hovering around 4,400 animals, and sadly that population is being further reduced and before my eyes. The state of Montana has basically a zero-tolerance policy against wild bison, and back in the mid-90s, they sued Yellowstone National Park for allowing wild bison to migrate into Montana, if you can, you know, sue a human agency for migratory wildlife instincts. And then, though, the Interagency Bison Management Plan, which is a state and federal and now tribal plan, was formed out of that. And through that plan, the livestock industry has pushed a population cap on this Yellowstone population, which has nothing to do with science, has nothing to do with ecology.
Well, can you tell us why they have a livestock cap? You know what the issue is?
The livestock industry views bison, migratory bison, as direct competitors for grass. So they've come up with all these various excuses to try to prevent wild bison from restoring themselves on the landscape. And this population would do so, and easily and rather swiftly, if they were allowed to. But the political clout of the livestock industry is very strong in this state, in Montana, and they have pretty much got the Yellowstone National Park and other state and federal agencies working, bending over backwards for them. And because of their intolerance towards bison, they have forced this population cap. And so year after year, we see hundreds of wild bison who would otherwise naturally migrate and fill up the state of Montana, fill up the plains again over a course of time. They are not allowed to do that. There are these political lines in the sand. They're only allowed to migrate so far, and if they cross those lines, they are either shot or rounded up and captured for slaughter. And today I am actually at the Stevens Creek Bison Trap, which is located inside Yellowstone National Park, where today 75 buffalo, moms, babies, brothers, sisters, family groups are being run through the squeeze chute, tested, tortured, and put into sorting pens where they will go to slaughter tomorrow morning. And we also, earlier this morning, they shipped off 30 female buffalo, most of them pregnant, that had been gone through the same process earlier yesterday, and we were here for that as well. And it's been a terrible thing to witness our friends. We consider these buffalo to be our friends and our relatives. It's been just really difficult for us to see what's happening to them, but we also think that it is very important for us to be here to document, to show people what Yellowstone National Park is doing to the world's most important bison population on behalf of Montana's livestock industry.
And this is the anniversary of the national parks, isn't it? The 100-year anniversary?
Yeah.
And this is what they're doing to celebrate in.
It seems to me like Yellowstone park rangers have completely disregarded their mission of protecting
exactly.
the bison. The policy of the National Park Service has been to allow animals to expand to, you know, the curing capacity of the land and to get rid of invasive species in the parks. But cows
correct.
Are an invasive species, and they're given priority over the wild bison.
Exactly. So, I mean, and this is, again, the last continuously wild population that has existed on the landscape since prehistoric times. Yellowstone was formed in part to protect those last few survivors that sought shelter in what is now Yellowstone. And now, today, here we are, rounding them up like cattle, shipping them off to slaughter, catering to the interests of one industry that is based on perpetuating an invasive species. It's absolutely ridiculous, mm-hmm. and it's all funded by federal tax dollars. Everyone in this country is paying for this. This is another aspect of welfare ranching, another way that the livestock industry is subsidized by U.S. taxpayers, and our national icon, a national mammal, keystone species, for all intents and purposes, an endangered species, is being rounded up and treated like cattle, shipped to slaughter, abused. It's unforgivable what's taking place here.
You know, many of us think about Yellowstone National Park, and a lot of people are drawn to it for tourist reasons. And I think they'd be sad to go up there and hope to see a bison and instead see a cow.
Exactly. And if people knew what the Park Service was doing, this trap is so strategically located, and there's a huge closure around it. We had to file a lawsuit in order for them to finally agree to allow a couple of days of a media tour. People don't know what Yellowstone is doing, and so that's why we're here. We're trying to show people what's taking place. When the tourists are here, everyone's happy. The buffalo are roaming around. No one knows what goes on during the winter and spring months, and that's what we continue to try to show people. So spreading the word to save these herds.
I understand that areas of the park are closed to visitors when there are bison capture events taking place. But there are lawsuits to try to stop that, right?
Exactly. And the Stevens Creek Trap is located inside Yellowstone's north boundary in the Gardner Basin. And there's a giant closure around it. It's about 7 miles in circumference, and the public is prohibited from being there. And yet we feel that since this is public land, public wildlife, public money, the public has a right to see what's going on, to be here and witness what's happening. And the Park Service has not been in agreement with that. And so a journalist friend of mine, Christopher Ketchum, and myself decided we were going to, we had some lawyers with the Animal Legal Defense Fund, and we have filed a lawsuit to try to gain public access. And as a result of filing that lawsuit, the Park Service has initiated a couple days, little tiny window, which is completely choreographed for the media. But we're here at the trap today, and we were here yesterday observing the culling, the capture, the sorting, all of these operations. And even so, they're only letting us see fractions of what's taking place. There are big, thick walls with men on top and the catwalks, and we're not really able to see a lot of what's happening here. I don't know if you can hear the banging around that's happening behind me, but the buffalo are telling us what's going on in there, and it's not okay.
And you said there's 150 of them in there, including family groups with pregnant females and new calves, I guess?
Yes, there's no new calves, but there's calves that are almost yearlings, and the females, the calving season is going to be starting in just about 5 weeks from now. And so the ones that are pregnant are very far along. These families are being torn apart, buffalo being shipped to slaughter, just like they were livestock. And yet this is a native keystone species that once existed from Mexico to Canada, from Virginia to Oregon. And here we are with this tiny little 1%, less than 1% fraction, remaining, and they are being abused and killed by the guys in green who should be protecting them, who wear them on their badges, and it's insane.
So for this year, the total so far that have been killed is around 420. How many of these traps are located around the park? You're at the Stevens Creek trap, correct? And are there other ones as well?
There is. There's the Stevens Creek trap, which is a big, huge, permanent. Well, it was not going to be permanent, I promise you that. But it's a big fortified trap located in the park. And then on the west side of Yellowstone, in the Hebgen Basin, there's another trap located on private land in an area called Duck Creek. That one, thank goodness, has not been used in a number of years, and we hope it never will be again. But as you said, there have this year alone been over 420 buffalo killed, most of them through hunting, so-called hunting, along Yellowstone's boundary, literally right at the park boundary on the north side. And since February 20th, 150 buffalo have been rounded up and captured for slaughter, and 30 of them were shipped to slaughter this morning, and the rest of them will be processed like cattle in that way as well.
And then they'll be sold to trendy yuppie restaurants that sell native meats or something like that.
Well,
right?
A lot of the meat is donated to tribes, is that correct?
That is correct. In fact, sadly, this is really upsetting part. There are the Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribe who lives in Montana, and the Intertribal Buffalo Council have signed slaughter agreements with Yellowstone. So they, in the past, this is the third year, are the ones coming to get the buffalo from the trap, and they are shipping their relatives to slaughter. And this is another case where, you know, the people and the governments don't always agree. And so the tribal governments are acting out of step from the traditional people. No traditional people want buffalo to be captured and shipped to slaughter. This is not okay with most indigenous people. But the governments are...
Well, it's an insult to the native peoples, too.
It is.
I remember some years ago, the tribal elders were asking their people not to accept the meat because it wasn't killed with respect.
That's exactly right. And now I don't know what's happening, but this culture is being so inculcated into our existence that people are not being able to see that there are alternatives. And they are, I don't even know how to put it into words, but there's these two tribal entities that are accepting buffalo and shipping them to slaughter themselves. And the Montana Department of Livestock, who's really driving all of this policy, doesn't even have to do much anymore. They've got Yellowstone doing it all for them. In fact, today here at the trap, there's not even a Department of Livestock official here.
Wow.
And, of course, and all of those people that are responsible, like you said, are federal employees and working with our taxpayer dollars to do this.
Exactly. And, I mean, it's a simple solution. Fence the cows in or get them out of the West.
Yeah.
They don't really belong here. They're destroying the West. There's so many wildlife species that die in the name of the cattle industry, whether it's wolves, bears, bison, mustangs, you name it. And the landscape is destroyed by cattle. So we can get rid of the cows, especially on our public lands, and let buffalo roam. It's that simple. It's really that simple.
I know that the BFC was working to get bison listed as the Yellowstone bison listed as an endangered species. Is there any progress in that movement?
Well, unfortunately, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, due to politics, denied our petition. However, within that denial, they did recognize that the Yellowstone population is a distinct population segment, but we're not finished fighting for ESA protection for these buffalo.
Good.
We are going to press forward with that because they certainly warrant it, and the actions of the Park Service is further driving this population closer to extinction. So the time is now. We need to act.
One other thing that the cattle industry, it seems like they were perpetuating some years ago, was this fear that cattle would be infected with a disease from eating the afterbirth of buffaloes, like brucellosis, or I think was the name of it.
Yeah.
Yep. That's the name of the disease, and that's another smokescreen from the livestock industry. Brucellosis, as you guys probably know, came to this country with cattle. It got into the bison population through human manipulation, and there's never been a documented case of bison transmitting it to cattle outside of a laboratory setting. And, in fact, elk, which number 10 times or 100 times more than the bison population, have been exposed to brucellosis, and they have been implicated in transmitting it in Montana, Wyoming, and Idaho, and yet they're free to roam. In fact, they're running around this trap being elk, and no one bats an eye about that. They graze in cattle pastures. No one does anything about that. This is a war against bison. This is a war over grass and who gets to eat it. It has nothing to do with brucellosis at all.
Yeah, well, people can learn a lot from your webpage, too. You have an excellent webpage. I saw on the webpage that you guys are having an action alert to get phone calls to help stop the slaughter. Can you tell our listeners a little bit more about how they could get involved and who they would need to call?
Yes, and I don't have the phone numbers in front of me, so if people could go to buffalofieldcampaign.org. We are asking people to contact the White House. We are asking people to contact Montana's governor, Steve Bullock, to stop catering to this intolerance against bison, and to contact Yellowstone to express your opposition to our National Park Service catering to livestock interests and killing our last wild buffalo. This is unacceptable. The vast majority of the American people and people around the world are opposed to this, and yet Yellowstone continues to cater only to Montana's livestock interests. And Yellowstone isn't necessarily listening to us. Like I said, they're listening to livestock interests, which is why we're trying to go to the White House to go a little bit further to the top, all the way to the top, I suppose you could say. But Yellowstone still needs to hear from you. But if you go to buffalofieldcampaign.org, you'll find those phone numbers right there on the homepage, and make those phones ring off the hook. People have been calling, and we've been hearing from folks making those calls. More they hear from us, the better.
Yeah, exactly. And people need to, like you said, like you pointed out several times, people need to realize that these are our national parks. This is the anniversary of the Park Service that was put into place to preserve these beautiful, wonderful places and their wildlife for all generations to enjoy. This is like a travesty that this is going on during this celebration of the national parks.
And the National Park Service doesn't really want the public to know that this is happening.
Exactly.
Some years ago, I had the opportunity to talk with the then director of the Park Service, Fran Minella. And I discussed this issue with her. And all she had to say was, oh, yeah, it's a public relations nightmare. It could get a lot worse. So we urge all our listeners to call the National Park Service director, as well as your congressional representatives and all the people listed at the buffalofieldcampaign.org website.
And don't contribute to the indiscriminate killing of wildlife, bison, wolves, by switching to a plant-based diet.
And Stephanie, we appreciate all the work that you and the Buffalo Field Campaign have done and will continue to do until this travesty is over.
And stay safe out there.
All right, we'll try. Prayers for the buffalo. They're going through it right now. It's not a good day for them.
We've been talking with Stephanie C., who's the media coordinator for the Buffalo Field Campaign. Thank you so much for being with us, Stephanie.
Thank you very much.